You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, coming up behind us, you know, the fellas, Texans All Access, as Mark Vandermeer, John Harris will have things, and they will be joined by one of Clint's favorites, old Irv Smith Jr.
Absolutely.
Big Irv.
Hey, man, when my man was at Alabama, good Lord, he was fun to watch. He was one of them guys that catch
I don't know if Irv going to make this team.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
You got them all.
Yeah, he does.
No, man.
When he was at Alabama, man, he would have 5 yard separation when anybody tried to cover him. Like, how does this keep happening? How does this guy? I mean,
who was the quarterback?
Tua. Yeah, I mean, just like, damn. I mean, that's why all the questions I had about Tua is like I don't remember the advanced stats back then, but like the separation that Tua's receivers had on his completions was like double everybody else's. Like, how in the hell does Irv? It's one thing when these guys, when it's Jameson Williams, these guys are running, you know, 4-2, 4-3, whatever. Irv Smith's doing it. Like, how in the hell does this keep happening? I thought he was going to be a much bigger, I shouldn't say bigger, a much better, more impactful pro than he has been, though.
Yeah, he's out here. He's out here practicing to try to make somebody else's team.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, they don't have him on the depth chart. Here you got Dalton. You got Brevin.
Yep.
You got Cade Stover. Mm-hmm. You got Luke Lachey, who they drafted.
Luke ain't making it over here.
Hell, at least they drafted him.
Well, he may be on the team, but he's not going to be. He'll be in. They're not going to depend on him.
I mean, that's four. And then Irv, let the fifth tight end.
Irv be on there.
I love your confidence in Irv. Well, Irv, according to Clint, will be on the team. He will be also talking to Mark Vandermeer and John Harris coming up after we get finished. And Area 45 was on the toilet next to Patrick Creighton. By the way, just a few minutes ago, kind of doing that right there.
You were just on the toilet next to Patrick Creighton?
Yeah.
Ooh, boy, I bet that could get messy.
Talked a little bit
you
too much.
In there, Rooster,
and we acknowledged it. Talked a little bit too much.
He must have got off the toilet and went straight in that kitchen and got on them cupcakes, because when I walked by, he was hammering one of them old blue cupcakes.
It clears his face, baby.
Hey, that's right.
He cautious.
He showed me he was
going to
enjoy it. It was his first one. I didn't know he had just made a hole for it.
Yeah, he opened it up. But no, so I know he's in the building, ready to go tonight. And also Sean Bajani and Chris Santiago, Area 45, the best sports late night show in all of Houston. They get started at 7 o'clock. They'll have the post-game show, hopefully, of the Astros avoiding a sweep in this thing, and then Team Mills best bets. What'd you do last night, Tyler?
For five again.
So we're in the red here.
A lot of mediocrity so
we're
far.
We're in the red here. 4-10 here this week. Need a big turnaround Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Well, he's going for it. Six of them.
Oh, he put six on the board. Oh my. Now he's sliding in Cam Smith in there. All right, so T-Mill's best bet's coming up here momentarily. All right, Clint, like we said, man, they're looking to avoid a sweep here. They're not in the situation the Dodgers are in, right? The Dodgers, hell, they just got swept by the Brewers. They've lost six in a row now. Back-to-back sweep, swept series for the Dodgers. The Astros are not there, but the Indians were, I mean.
You did it.
What?
You called them old names. You said the Indians.
A few times today you said, oh, I almost did that.
You really did it.
I really apologize. The Guardians, sorry.
The Cleveland Guardians, who were struggling like hell, as we said, 6-24 in their
about,
last 30.
Think about what just happened.
What?
I said it was okay, and I'm a white guy.
You slipped up and said, and Tyler goes, you said Indians. He just repeated
it.
You've been over there trying your damnedest not to say
you
it.
Said
He's chomping at the bit to repeat
to say it.
I just had to let you know, man.
He had been waiting on that sucker. But they're 6-24 coming in their last 30 in this thing, losers of 10 in a row, and they've lost. Now they have a chance to sweep the Astros here in the Daikin Park. Is this any flaring concerns, any as small as they may be, or is this just for you? It's just ball. It's just baseball.
None that weren't there before this series got here. Not for me. No. I mean, you got one game where the wheels came off of Tyler's guy, Colton Gordon, and it got a little wonky. And hell, this lineup of half minor league lineup damn near put up enough runs to win that one. And then you come back and the two guys that give up the runs are the two pitchers that have been the absolute best for you. This year, and Josh Hader, who was perfect until last night, right? Is that right? Perfect until last night. Was that his first one?
I think his first blown save. Yep.
And Hunter Brown, who's been he's on the Cy Young. He's an All Star on the Cy Young short list. So what happened last night with those two guys is not going to happen 99.9% of the time. And you know, the night before it was the wheels coming off. Really, the wheels coming off of a guy that you hope to not have to depend on come playoff time. So, no, I'm not worried beyond, you know, what the worries we already had before the Guardians series came about. I'm not worried about anything I've seen in the last two games.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the Astros season. You know, I don't think like, they got to start to look out. They may start being in a tailspin or something, or this could be the start to something. I don't think that. The Yankees blew out the Mariners last night, and both the Angels and the Rangers are still under 500. You got a 7-game lead. I think they'll be fine, and I think the part you're talking about is at some point we believe parts of the Calvary will be coming, right? We know Jake is back already, and Jeremy Pena shouldn't be long-term. You know, maybe some of the pitching comes back, and then, you know, there's Jordan. But nothing like that. Big picture wise, the only thing that I am keeping myself to be alert on is this thing with Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown is a Cy Young candidate, and right now, in many people's thoughts, he's probably second behind the cat up there in Detroit. But I've just noticed something, and I think it happened last night in the game against the Cleveland Guardians. When he gets frustrated, whether it's by getting squeezed by an umpire, which I think there was a little frustration with the umpire yesterday, or maybe he doesn't execute pitches the exact way he wants to and they get hit and he gives up a home run early or something like that, when there is some sort of adversity that hits, I'm not saying he's somebody that punks out or anything, but I think he gets really pissed. And I think he gets angry, and then I think sometimes he just turns into a thrower instead of a pitcher. And he's just going to I'm gonna out of frustration, blow it past your ass. And I don't think that's the best Hunter Brown that we see. Now, obviously, he hasn't run into a lot of adversity because he just runs through teams for the most part and hadn't had to deal with it. But there's been a couple of times this year where I'm like, damn, somebody should go out there and kind of settle him down a little bit. And you can tell, like, he is just steaming out there. And you could see it all over his face. And that just, to me, turns into, let me just, I'm just firing this joker in there. I'm throwing it. And I wonder when these games start to matter in October and you get to a game and there may be some adversity faced in a postseason game, if we see him kind of lose his head a little bit. And like I said,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Said losing his head to me, it seems to show in the way of maybe the game plan has just flown out the window of whatever we talked about, and I'm pissed. Yeah. And I'm about to throw it past him, and you start looking up and you start seeing 97, 98 roll through there, and he gets mad because after the home run yesterday, I forgot who he struck out. He was just incensed out there after it happened. So that's one thing I am looking at with Hunter Brown is. When he gets pissed out there, it's not like Framber. I see someone text that in. It's not like Framber, but I don't think it's him at his best. I think it gets him frustrated, and I think he just starts to throw harder instead of pitching.
I think it's something to keep an eye on. He is a power pitcher, and the ability to get a little bit angry and throw it by somebody, that doesn't necessarily scare me. But you hit the nail on the head for me when he throws the game plan out the window. When he disregards whatever pitch is being called, he's like, no, I'm fixing to throw this by this sucker, and you're trying to blow it by a leadoff hitter in Major League Baseball, and they're just sitting on it, right, dead red. So I do think it's something to keep an eye on. You know, hopefully it's never a problem. I kind of like the angry Hunter Brown getting downhill, but I do acknowledge that it could become a problem if he becomes just a guy that gets frustrated and is going to try to throw it by everybody.
He's the guy that a player in basketball came down here and went in there and hit a step back three. He's going to come back and go back down there and hit one and try to get one too and forget to run the offense because he's just taking this thing personal with things. So it's just one to I think to keep an eye on and watch a little bit just – where he gets when he gets frustrated and where he goes. All right, Tyler, let's do our thing here. Let's win the people some cash. A little best bets. T Mills best bets. What you got tonight?
Yeah, we obviously, as it's been and will be for here for a little while. Baseball, only real sport. The sport's going on, so I got more baseball for you. But I'm going big or going home. Today, this Wednesday, it's going to make or break our week for best bets. We're either going to be completely screwed and in the red for this week, or we're about to start the comeback. Got six wagers.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. I list them quickly. If you miss anything, head to Twitter. Go to @TMillRealDeal. I have it posted there for you if you miss anything. First off, what's that?
Go ahead.
First off, Padres. By the way, we got to talk about Tony Gwynn Jr. soon. Padres, money line tonight. I got it at minus 145 as they host the D-backs. In that same game, I'm on the over. D-backs at Padres, over 8 runs tonight. Next bet for you is also an over. Rockies at the Boston Red Sox, over 9 in that one for me.
Feels good.
Okay. And then an under. Atlanta Braves, they're traveling to Tampa to take on the Rays. Under 10.5 at plus 105 in that ball game. Maybe my favorite one tonight. Really like the pitchers going in that one. And then Astros, they ain't getting swept. They ain't going to do this series streak, a winning series or pushing series, and then end it after 13 with a sweep. Astros money line, minus 145 in this final game against the Guardians. And then the lone player prop for you tonight, young Cameron Smith, over 1.5 total bases for the young Astro tonight versus the Guardians. Those are your 6 best bets.
You like any of those? I like the Padres and Diamondbacks, the two of those. You like any of those? Cam Smith?
The Cam Smith is a good one.
It's intriguing.
Every time you look up, he's got multiple hits. I don't like it enough to jump on that with you, though.
I can't jump on that money line, though.
I would like that Altuve over at base and a half, though.
Man, there being some you-know-what, because I've been checking all day and they ain't listing Altuve's player props again.
What about Paredes?
Paredes, there was a home run prop, no bases.
Yeah, they're shady.
They're smart.
They're in the money making business.
They know what's going on. They know what they're doing. All right, shout out to Brandon Scott who joined us earlier today, as we had a good time with him as always. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show as always. Houston, we love you, baby. The hell do you think happened to Clint Sterner that led to coming in an Uber and I have to get a new rig ASAP?
I can't wait. This story's going to take 15 minutes.
I cannot wait. Yeah,
absolutely.
Hit up cars for kids, man.
Hit that car. What do you say? Hit up cars for kids.
Donate to Junk for Joy, bro.
Damn. I'm going to ride this bitch for 15 years, I tell you. Just keep getting good oil changes.
There goes Jockey Ron.
Shout out.
Anything for Ron.
That's pitiful.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.